Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. This week's episode is sponsored by the Gifted World book series, by our own LD Valencia, who you know in-game as Dindal Valian. The Gifted World series just released its 8th installment, called The Shadow Agency, on April 8th. You can find the link to it, as well as the whole series, in our show notes. And be on the lookout later this year as I interview Danny about his work as an author, educator, and as our resident bard. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. And now, let's get on with the show. This week's episode is called The Shadow Rock. So, Egan Bracken, he points off and he says, "Shadow Rock." And he calls out overboard.
What is that?
Bad news.
Awesome.
He says, we don't have a lot of time.
Ah.
And so, Bracken, you look down and there is this scurry of activity when he yells Shadow Rock.
Fun.
So, mechanically, he spots this thing at about a mile away. And I did the math. I'm going to give you 5 minutes.
In real life?
In real life. Oh, because that is how long.
Holy crap.
That is how long till this thing gets here.
Is there going to be a visual or something on this, on the table? Or no, are you just going to tell us?
I'm doing
just going to throw something at us. Gosh, like, go over there and just chuck it at the table.
Starting now, you have 5 minutes to place yourself, like, anything you want to do in character for the next 5 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
Position yourself, climb the rigging.
Yeah, Galen's going to climb to the highest point that he can and kind of get out on a spar a little ways if he can, just like holding on to the mast, but
okay,
on a spar.
Okay, so the middle mast is the highest by about 15 feet.
Yeah.
So is that you? That's you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a pelican.
So Galen, you're hanging out there. Dindal, where were you? You were probably below deck, weren't you?
Yes, I was below deck. I didn't hear the initial thing.
So there is, you hear a commotion outside your door. Do you go and look?
Yeah, I'll like come to the door and pop my head out like, what is happening? People are trying to read here, you know.
And you hear one of the sailors say, "A Shadow Rock has been spotted."
Do I know what that is?
Roll history for me.
History?
Yeah.
21.
You have read mention of it just one time. It is a creature from the Shadowfell.
So I'll like try and grab a sailor. Like, what are we doing? Are we trying to evade? Or are we heading this off? What's happening?
He says, "Shadow Rocks are ship killers. He's coming. Or that thing is coming for us." So, active crew is taking positions, and we are manning ready positions.
Oh, so we're fighting. We're fighting. Oh, okay. Oh boy.
Either hide or get on deck. Your choice.
Galen and Bracken and Cathra up there?
Last I saw, probably.
Okay. So he kind of gets himself ready, like, okay. I can do this. And I'll make my way up to the top deck.
Okay. So where do you want to position yourself on deck?
I'll see Cathra, and I'll kind of come over to you. I hear we're fighting? We're fighting something?
That's what... Yeah, they said something's on its way.
Okay.
What do you know about these things?
I know that the one guy called them a ship killer, so that's fun.
That's not great. What DM, what do I know about them?
Roll a history check for me. In-game, 2-minute warning.
11.
Ha. 11. You've never heard of one before. Okay. You've heard of a rock.
Okay.
So you assume, like, it's probably something similar?
Okay.
I'm going to really, really quickly make my way down. I'm going to go take Nevi to
Charles Victor.
Charles Victor.
Okay.
And just kind of tell her, just stay here. Do not leave the room.
Okay. To reach the deck, you will have to dash all the way.
That is fine.
Okay.
I will go as fast as I can.
Okay. So Galen, roll. So you see, you look off in the distance, and you see this thing getting closer. It's about 1,000 feet now, and you begin to see it. Like, it's big. And you begin to see it. It drags its claws across the water, and I mean, its claws are 8 feet tall, and they dip under the ocean. And you see the rock, like, shake as it, you don't know what it's, well, you've seen birds of prey grab fish out of the water. And it grabs something, and as soon as it grabs it, it takes off, like, shoots up in the air. And it, there's kind of a lower cloud cover this morning. And so you lose it in the clouds. And as you're kind of visually looking, trying to track this thing, something falls.
There was one more thing I was gonna do if I had time. I was, because Brelan will probably be on that far.
Brelan's on the far mast?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was going to go to Dindal really quickly, give him my spell book, and say, you'll have better use of this than I will.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go up to the same one that Brelan's on.
Okay. So you get about here.
That's fine.
By the time things happen.
That's fine.
So, from the sky.
Jeez.
There is suddenly a shadow that overtakes. And you all see something fall. And there is an unhuman sound as what you all know to be a shark.
Oh, geez.
Falls and is impaled on the mast.
Oh, geez.
Casual.
So, Brelan is going to need to take some damage.
Gracious. Yeah, sure.
He immediately takes 41 points of damage.
You said damage. I'm like, I feel like we've seen this number before. Uh-huh. Okay.
So he takes 41 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
This is all before action starts.
Does he not get any kind of dex save to get away from it?
No, it falls on top of him, and it just, it happens to the whole mast.
Is it like a skewer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We have shark kebab.
Kind of.
Yay. Yep.
How far up the mast was he?
He was, I don't know, probably as tall as he could get, because he's stupid.
Okay, so here's what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
Have him make a deck save for me.
Yep.
Ah! I will allow him to make a deck save.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
The other four crew members that were up there with him were looking for the rock, not for something falling.
Yeah, same. That's what he was doing. Six. LOL.
Okay. So along with the 40 points of damage that he takes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to take more.
Mm-hmm.
He takes an additional 20 points of acid damage.
Jordan!
As the stomach of the shark rips open. And is he dead?
No.
Okay. So
keep trying.
Yeah. But he's close.
Okay, so he rolled a 6.
Holy.
He loses his grip on the mast. And so he's going to start to fall. I'm sorry. I know. I need to.
He's already dead.
I need to roll some damage real quick.
Do we not get to do anything about this?
Does he not have Featherfall? Or
I don't think
he's failed his dex save. So I don't think if he has it as a reaction.
Mm-mm. Or can he wild shape?
Probably. If DM will let me, because he probably would if
he's
I'm allowed
be dead
to.
Before he...
Okay, so I'll say this. He is falling. Okay. He is not fallen all the way.
Yeah.
So I will give him... he can do one thing.
Yeah, he's going
to... He can try to wild shape, or he can try to grab at something.
I don't like tried to. He's going to wild shape.
Okay.
Giant eagle.
Okay. All right. So, Danny, we may need that pterodactyl, my bad.
Hello. Sorry, Jordan tried to kill my brother.
Again.
He's already dead.
No, you know.
Again.
We're just mostly dead. It's a flesh wound.
Thank you, sir. All right. For the sake of this, I'm going to remove the top mask, or the front mask. Okay. So we can do elevation things. All right. So, this mast is seen better days. It is quickly, spars beneath it, where it has fallen, are taking acid damage.
Oh no.
They will continue to take acid damage as the rounds go on. I would like you all to roll initiative.
Jeez. Oh, dang it. I don't want to go early.
You never know. Someone else might roll really well.
Nope, not named Bracken?
Shut up. Just because you're right.
So 25 to 20.
20.
Both of you rolled 20s? All three?
I didn't.
I rolled over 20.
Okay. What did you roll, Danny?
22.
Okay.
I rolled a 16 plus 4.
Dindal. So Dindal's first.
I have 20.
Okay.
I'm at 20?
No, 19.
Okay. Ooh, nice.
I do not have great initiative.
I'm going to let Catherine go first. Well, no. What is your dex?
I don't think it's as good. No, my dex is a plus one.
Okay.
So
plus four. Okay. My bad. Galen, Cathra.
Is Lyra up here?
Yeah, Lyra's with me.
Bracken, what did you roll?
16.
All right. And then what about Brelin?
7.
Okay.
Lyra is 17, I think.
So right now, what you see is you see a shark impaled on a mast.
Hey, of all the things I was expecting, that was like not even on the list.
I had to turn it up to 11. just that visual was something that I wanted. So you see a shark impaled on a mast, and you at the moment, Dindal, you do not see the rock.
Uh oh.
The shadow rock. You saw it at the as it like began to climb.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lost it in the clouds.
Okay. Are we getting?
So we are now in initiative order. Right. Dindal, you're first.
Okay. I'm going to oh man. So there's nothing around.
You
just the shark?
You don't see anything, you just see the shark.
It's dead, right?
It's not dead yet.
It's not dead.
It's flailing.
Oh jeez.
Great. Gosh. That's fun.
I don't even know what to do with this. I did not come prepared with those kinds of spells today.
You didn't come prepared for impaled shark?
No, I did not take that spell today. I realize Galen isn't around. I don't see him anywhere, so I'll look up for Galen because he was already gone, right?
Yeah. So roll perception. Because I'm asking you, because I'm calling for it, it's not going to use your action.
9.
Okay. You look up and you're not sure where he's at.
Okay.
I will say, the shark getting impaled kind of throws everyone into confusion.
Yeah, it does.
And so you're, like, as you're looking, you're jostled by different sailors.
Who of us is within 30 feet of me?
Where are you? Are you right there?
I went to Cathra.
Yeah, he was talking.
So Lyra and Cathra are right next to you.
Okay. So I'm going to cast Aid on the three of us.
Okay.
Right. So you get... I'm going to cast just a regular third. So you get 5.
Okay.
All right, so that's my action. And I'm going to give Lyra a Bardic Inspiration.
Okay.
So I'll look over at you, and I'll just say, pull something like the Goddess Era and keep everybody alive, please. And I'm going to move back towards the middle.
All right. So you move towards the middle of the map.
Kind of between, yeah.
Okay. All right. So it is now the Shadow Rock's turn.
No! Oh, dang it.
You all hear this horrible sound. It sounds like something grinding, like rocks grinding together. And it sounds like someone vomiting. So I apologize for anyone sensitive to that sound.
Disgusting.
And let's see here.
It's like a really niche genre of ASMR, you know? Like,
yeah, it's a real specific.
Some people are really
sound.
Into that, I heard.
So. So it's not a big area. So just within a 15-foot spot of that.
So we're just barely fine.
Yeah, you guys are just barely fine.
Holy crap.
But there is a boulder that falls from the
sky. Oh, my God.
Falls from the sky.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. Wait, is it really?
Do we make saves, or are we out of the range?
You're out of the range.
Okay.
There is a 15-foot, or not a 15-foot, there's like an 8-foot radius or diameter rock.
What does that say?
Oh, this is cargo.
Cargo, okay.
Like, on the boat, that's what
right,
cargo
right. Is. I just want to make sure that, like, is it open?
No, there's a grating.
Oh. So I just broke all that stuff?
Yeah, probably.
Awesome. Neat. There's all our supplies.
Cool, awesome. Cool.
This
is fun. This is a good time.
So there's a rock that hits, and it causes damage to the ship.
But not the rock. Do we see the rock?
At this point, no.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And let's see. I've got it in stat log.
It dies now.
Yeah, weird.
It's just dead.
It throws up a rock and dies.
Bummer.
That's how rocks work.
100%.
Yep.
Once its rock is gone, it dies.
Yep.
That's why it's called a rock.
It's like bees. When they sting you, they die. So it's dead now.
Yeah.
Right?
Campaign over.
We live.
You won
D&D.
All right, Galen, it's your turn.
Well, seeing as I don't see anything, I am going to hold my action to hit anything that would be rock-like. That comes within my range.
All right.
Not the boulder?
It's not within my range.
No, boulder rock or no. Animal rock?
Rock. ROC rock.
There you go.
Catherine.
So I don't see the rock. I'm going to...
I'm going to ask you to roll for perception, or so it doesn't consume your action.
Oh, that's decent, actually. Perception?
Yep.
Is 22.
All right. But you see it, like, you see it begin to come through the cloud.
Okay, how far away is that?
It's about 115 feet now.
115?
Yep.
All right. Which way is it coming from?
So it is over, over there.
Okay.
Here's the mini for it.
Uh-oh.
It may not fit on that.
That's very heavy, too.
That is not a rock.
That's... It's so heavy.
Yeah.
That's... Okay. So I'm
this
going to... I want to make sure that it's within 120 feet of me.
Okay.
So I'm going to run my 30 feet towards it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely within 120 feet of me now.
Yep.
And then if you were looking at Cathra, you would see her eyes kind of change from that gray color to just this vivid white.
All right.
And where her tattoo is, if you look closely through her robes, you can see it start to glow, just this brilliant white. And she's going to cast her Ward of Light.
I love it.
So I need a con save.
Okay.
This also affects the shark, but I don't
The shark will automatically fail this.
Okay.
It's a little held up right now.
23.
Okay, it saves. So that did not work. But the shark is blinded.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just within 120 feet of me, what you see is just brilliant light all the way around.
Okay.
So.
All right. And it's still like early dawn, so you're lit up like a flare.
Yep.
Okay.
Now it knows where you are.
That's okay.
Lyra.
Okay. Lyra is going to run, because her job is to protect Cathra.
Yep.
So she is going to run and follow Cathra.
All right.
Well, that's a long ways away, so she's going to shoot a magic missile.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's dance.
So 11 points of damage.
Hey, there we go. That'll do. All right. Is that the end of Lyra's turn?
That is.
Okay, all right, Bracken.
Ah, okay. jeez.
So, let me just set the stage. So, you're roughly 20 feet from the mast.
Okay.
Around in a 10-foot circle around that, acid is beginning to pool.
Cool.
So, just for your awareness.
Uh-huh. Am I about the same distance from both masts?
You are. You're just about equidistant.
How far is the middle mast from the rock?
Roughly that same 120, 130 feet.
Okay.
Closer to 100 feet.
That's fine. Okay. Not closer. I'm going to go to the mast where the shark is, and I'm just going to my full 30 feet.
Okay.
And just start climbing 30 feet.
Okay.
Or could it be? Yeah, 10 feet to get there, so 20 feet up.
Okay, so as soon as you walk into the acid, you're going to take acid damage.
That's fine.
Okay. So you are going to take 20 points of acid damage.
Okay. Cool.
And you will continue to take that as you climb the mast.
This might have been a mistake.
Because it is actively dripping. This, so for context, this shark is 30 feet, and so its stomach is at least half that or more. Yeah,
I was not expecting.
So it's like
poisonous acid.
It's like a 30-gallon
shark.
Yeah, it's like a 30-gallon tank or more of stomach acid.
Wow, gross.
Great visual.
Can I use my bonus action to keep moving?
Sure.
I'm going to use my bonus action dash.
All right.
So I'm going to get up I'm up 50 feet now. How tall is this mast?
This mast is 85 feet, technically.
I'm just going to use my full action, everything, just to get to the top of it. If okay. I can get... can I get, above the shark?
You have to climb over the shark. So the shark is considered difficult terrain.
Yeah.
So,
but can I do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You would have in that. What is your total movement with action and dash?
And action, yeah. Dash, bonus action, that's 60, 90, I think. And then plus my action movement. So
yeah, you can get a
movement. Yeah.
So you
get as high as I possibly can.
So, just above the shark,
I don't want
about 10
pour
feet,
down acid.
About 10 feet out.
Yeah.
Is where the mast is broken off. That's and right. Is like hanging akimbo.
I'm not on that part.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you're like standing on the back of a shark now.
Yep.
Cool, which is a cool visual.
Dancer's up. Cool. And I see Brelin.
Yeah, he's off. Yeah. He's off to this side.
Cool.
Flying around.
Yep. That's it.
All right. It is Brelin's turn.
Oh, good. Sorry. You should be after. Okay. Does he see the rock? Is it close yet, or is it still?
He sees the talons come through the clouds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's stupid. He's going to go attack it.
Okay.
And giant eagle, so it's fine. He gets two attacks.
All right. Dendel, can
is he within range?
He has 80 feet.
Yeah.
So he should be able to get there.
He's, like, attacking it from beneath.
So, first is a beak attack.
I would say because he's attacking it from beneath, I'm going to give him advantage.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, that's not much better, but 17 to hit. Let's
see. Yep, that hits.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. And then I'm going to roll just to see if that one hits. You said advantage? Mm-hmm. Thank goodness, because that was a 1. Oh, that's not going to hit. There's no way. 14.
14 just misses.
Yeah, okay. But the beak... 26. 4 points.
Okay.
Piercing.
Okay. Alright. He's able to, like, nip at the talon of the rock.
And then... If he has any more movement, can he get... Because he's right, like, underneath its belly. Can he get to where he's under, like, its wing? Kind of
move
back
to
the side a little.
He can kind of turn and maneuver himself. Yeah. We'll say he's under the wing.
That's fine.
All right. So then I rolled for the crew. So the crew and the officers will go at the bottom of the initiative order.
Okay.
The crew misses. Collectively, they miss. The officers do hit, and they deal 25 points of damage. So, back to the top of the order, Dino.
So, how far away is it from us?
So, you are within about 80 feet now.
Okay. So, I'm gonna cast Confusion from my lute. I'll strum it. Needs to make a...
Question, do you have to be able to see him, or does he have to be able to see you?
It says it's on a point that I choose within range.
Okay.
I'll
allow it.
Yeah, it doesn't say that I have to see it, but I'm going to try and position it so that's just the rock in that 10-foot radius, so if I have to do it off of it, or if it's big enough that...
Yeah, it's big enough that you can cast it above Brelin.
Okay.
Wait, you don't want to confuse Brelin?
He seems like he's confused enough.
Listen.
he's having a tough day.
He doesn't know what he's doing. It's fine.
I just got a shark drops on him. He's confused enough.
He's a child.
I need a wisdom save.
Alright. Wisdom. Not great. 10.
It fails.
Okay. What does that mean for me?
An effective target can't take reactions and must roll a d10 at the start of its turn to determine its behavior for that turn.
Okay.
At the end of a turn, an affected creature can make a wisdom save. If it succeeds, it ends on the target.
All right. You said I roll a d10?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the end of Dino's turn?
That is my action. So it's right there, so I'm going to... actually move. Is there room between the boulder and this mast over here?
Yeah.
So I can kind of like start kind of ducking around behind it a little bit.
Yeah. So that, again, the rock is only about 8 feet wide.
Okay.
So it's like punched a hole.
Yeah. Jeez.
It didn't go all the way through because it's a wood reinforced or metal reinforced, like mesh wood lattice.
Okay.
That's lattice is the word I was looking for.
All right, and I don't see anybody else. There's Catherine, you're right there.
I am.
On the side.
And Lyra's right there beside me.
All right, and no one else is taking damage. I can't really heal him. I don't know where Galen is, so that'll be my turn.
Okay, so real quick, again, because I'm calling for it, look up at the shark.
Oh,
roll perception. Look at the shark.
Perception 15.
All right, so you see this shark go limp, and it's a giant, you know, big ball of muscle, and this whole ball of muscle just relaxes.
Mm-hmm.
And as it relaxes, the weight shifts, So it was skewered heavily backwards. So like the percentage of the weight was towards the tail.
Uh-oh.
So it begins to slide down the mast. Bracken, make a dexterity save for me, please.
Yep. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Oh, I'm scared. Okay.
Octopus.
Do it. You won't.
Oh, thank goodness. 26.
That is enough to save.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's more than enough to save. You didn't, like, just barely scrape by.
Thank goodness.
So you, Bracken, you kind of ride the shark as it drops, like, 15 feet.
Can I not just hold on to the mast? Or is it...
So you would have... So if you're going to try to hold on to the mast, make an attempt. You have to make an attempt to grab onto the mast.
What would I have to roll? Do I know? I don't think... I would have tried to hold on to the mast. Okay. I don't want to stay on this thing.
Okay, so roll. You rolled dexterity.
Mm-hmm.
I will let that count as your. I will let it count as both.
I was so scared you were going to make me roll strength. I'm so afraid.
Because you're like grabbing onto it.
Yeah.
So.
Like ropes or anything.
Yeah. So ropes have been dissolved.
Gross. Yeah. Cool. Just kidding.
I will say you will take an additional 4 points of acid damage.
Okay.
Just residual, like, that's sitting there on the wood.
It's better than I was expecting.
Yep. So, now it is the Shadow Rock's turn. So, you said I need to roll a d10?
Yes.
10.
Dang it. The creature can act and move normally.
All right.
Oh, of course.
So, it is going to fly this way towards me. And it is going to center itself at 115 feet above the mast. From the deck. To where it is 115 feet. That's so precarious.
So precarious.
I will say Brelin gets an opportunity attack because it moves out of his.
Okay. He's gonna try and swipe at its wing.
Okay.
Dirty.
Yeah, 20 hits.
Okay. Okay, jeez, where'd it go? 10 points, slashing.
Alright. So it centers itself, and, Bracken, it looks at you, and you hear that horrible noise again.
No. No, I don't.
Yeah. Does a 17 hit you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it is attempting to throw this rock at you.
Gross.
Yep. Yeah. So you're going to take 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
As a rock throws a rock at you. Or vomits a rock at you. And then roll a dexterity save to hold on to the mast.
Okay. Andy, what dice do I roll?
green sparkle?
This one?
No, big green sparkle.
Oh, this one? Okay. Uh-huh. A dex save, you said?
Uh-huh.
12?
Okay. You do not hold on to the mast. So you it looks like you're trying to catch the rock as it hits you. So you're going to stumble backwards.
Cool.
You fall. You hit the shark.
Ow.
And
rude.
Yeah. And you fall just beneath the shark, or like to the side,
uh-huh.
kind of roll off, and you get caught in the little bit of rope and sails that are there. Crit fail, you were falling to the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, into a pool of acid.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm fine. We're having a great time.
All right.
But now you better tell us how you really look.
I'm having so much fun with my friends.
Fun morning.
And then it is going to use the rest of its movement and come towards the center mast.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Is it, like, in between, or is it already there?
Yeah, it centers in between. It centers itself in between.
Okay.
And it does lower itself 15 feet. So it's technically, like, 100 feet.
You want to switch it?
Yeah.
On this one?
Yep.
Ah!
So, Galen, it is 10 feet above you.
Okay. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Well, you had held your action.
Well, but it's 10 feet. I don't have 10 feet reach.
Oh.
Throw something.
No,
it's not close enough for me to hit yet.
Got it.
You get to make another save.
Oh, yeah, I do. At the end of my turn? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's... I just rolled a d10. Hold on.
That should count. That should count.
16.
Dang it, that's my DC save.
So I'm now not affected by confusion anymore.
That was great.
He has no wisdom. So that was a straight 16.
It was a short.
So he's 10 feet above, straight up?
Yep. Well, like 10 feet above you, and he's out about 10 feet.
So I was not allowed in the crow's nest because...
That's where Egan is.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, sorry, bud, I'm coming up. And I'm going to climb up to the edge of the crow's nest and jump at the at the rock.
Jump at the dragon.
You used a dragon mini.
I know. All right. So you jump at the rock, make an athletics.
Oh, first I'm going to rage.
Okay.
Before I jump at the rock.
Thank you for clarifying.
That's a 14.
14 misses.
To jump?
Well, oh,
this
sorry.
This is athletics.
Yep, you're right.
I just have to jump to the thing.
It's not an attack. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right. Rewind. Yes.
So
you were able to grab, like, the ankle.
I grab around the leg. I summon my maul, and I'm going to take a... one-handed swing up at the the hip joint.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Can you do a check and a weapon attack in the same round?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm jumping.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's your movement.
Yeah, my movement to jump. So,
sorry, it's early. My brain hurts. And we got this all day.
So, first swing with the maul, I'm assuming... It's going to be disadvantage because I'm swinging one-handed.
Yep.
15 to hit.
15 hits, exactly. So you can either reach the other foot or, like, its underbelly.
So I figured I was on its one foot, and so I was swinging at...
So you were able to grab it. You've grabbed the thing with one hand. You've not climbed on top of it.
I was just swinging at the knee joint.
Okay, that's fine.
Above me.
Yep.
So that's 6 on the dice plus 5 plus 3 is 14 damage on my first swing.
All right.
And second swing, that's a 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
And the exact same damage, 14.
All right. Okay. Is that end your turn?
Unless I can use any remaining movement to try to pull up to get, like, wrapped around.
Yeah. You can use the rest of your movement to do that.
All right. I get up and get, like, I'm sitting on his foot with my legs wrapped around.
Okay. That'll work. Catherine.
Let's see.
You see Galen jump and climb.
Okay. It's, what did you say, 40 feet up?
No, it's 100 feet up.
Oh, it's 100 yep. feet up. Okay.
110, roughly.
Okay. I'm going to look up there, and I'm already glowing, so I'm going to shoot a guiding bolt at it.
Love that.
Maybe. Let's see. 19
hits.
Oh. 12 points of radiant damage. And then
so real quick, I'm gonna double that damage because it is a shadow creature.
Okay.
So it is
So it takes more damage than it I think it should have. And then I am going to Can I see Bracken or anything over there? Or are they behind the...
Yes, you see them. You see them tangled up in the rigging.
Okay.
At the moment, face, because you fell face down. And so you're like, your arms are skewed, splayed out. And...
I'm going to head that way.
Okay.
Not directly under the rock, but kind of around the edge there.
Okay. So you shimmy around. You will pass in front of Dun. Oh, okay. You want to go that way, or do you want to pass in front of Dindal?
I'm going to go around this way.
Okay. Yep. All right. It is now Lyra's turn.
All right. Lyra, again, not having much other choice, is going to run and follow Kathra.
All right.
And then cast another magic missile.
Okay.
Nine points of force damage.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, and she's just gonna stay right there with Kathra.
Alright, she stays with you. Bracken.
Okay, can I get up, like, position so I'm not face down? Can I, like, move?
Yes. So roll a roll dexterity to untangle yourself.
Just regular dex?
Yep.
Okay. 19.
Okay. So I will say with that, you are able to untangle yourself, and you are able to actually, there's a spar. About 3 feet beneath you.
Okay.
That you're able to stand on.
Okay. How far up from the deck am I right now?
You are 65 feet.
Okay, that's fine. Am I within 90 feet of the rock?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna, holding on with one arm, with my other, I'm gonna throw my hand out, and I'm gonna cast Chromatic Orb on the opposite side of where Galen is.
Okay. So you cast Chromatic Orb.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do?
I have to roll the hit first.
Do it.
I believe. Dirty 20.
That hits.
Okay. Then I get to choose the type of damage I want. I'm gonna do... I'm going to do lightning damage.
All right.
That's 3d8. Ow.
Not sure.
Okay. 14 points of yep. Lightning damage.
All right.
I think that's worth it. There's nothing else I can do. I'm just going to stay there.
All right. It is now Relin's turn. And I will say he is about 15 feet above the rock now.
Above the rock?
Yep.
Okay. He's still in wild shape, so he's going to dive at this thing.
All right.
Do multi-attack.
And he will have advantage because of Galen.
Cool. Okay, so the first one is a 16 to hit.
16 hits.
Second one, 19 to hit.
Both hit.
So, first one is 4 points of piercing. Second is 4 points of slashing.
Alright.
And then, yeah, he's gonna... If he's, like, attacks it, and then he's gonna go, again, to this other side.
Okay.
Like, opposite of Galen.
Okay.
Like, right on the other side. Would it be an action or something to try and see where Bracken is? For him?
I will let him look.
Okay.
Yeah, so just roll perception for him.
19 plus stuff.
He looks down, and he... His view is obscured, but okay. He does spot you.
Okay. But he just sees that they're there.
Yep.
Okay. Can't really see how they're doing.
Yeah. He sees you behind. He sees like your hair behind 3/4 cover.
Okay.
Because you've got a shark and a rock.
Yeah.
Obscuring his vision.
That's fine.
All right. So then the crew goes after him. I pre-rolled all this last night, pre-rolled all their damage. So the crew crits, they do 45 points of damage to the rock. So, and then the officers, none of their attacks hit. Alright, so it is back to the top of the initiative order, Dindal.
I'm going to strum the lute, and I'm gonna use my charge of Firestorm on it.
Alright.
So I'm gonna try and position so it doesn't hit. You're underneath it, right?
I'm underneath.
So yeah, you're good. So I need a dex save.
Sweet. Ooh. He has 0 dex. 3.
Alright.
Do you need some dice?
I'm trying to find a D10.
Here.
I think Catherine has a few. Just a few.
one or two over there.
49 points of fire damage.
Nice.
Awesome.
Solid.
Oh, wait, that's on yours. That one's yours.
Thank you.
Has anyone attacked it since Catherine's turn?
Yeah.
Because the next attack would have had advantage.
Oh.
Brella did.
So his...
But he already had advantage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's gone now.
Yeah. Or I attacked it before. Didn't I?
You did.
I mean, I already rolled it.
Yeah. So, okay. Roll again and see if...
No.
Okay.
Just see if I got a 20.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dindal, you went. It is now the Shadow Rock's turn. It is not a fan of being hit, but it has come with a job. And so it will begin to attack this second mast. And it is going to throw up another rock at it. That hits 18. So... that mast is going to take 40 points of damage.
Jeez.
So. Yay! I mean. And then it is going. It is going to grab on to the mast now with its talons, but it can't do anything else its turn. So, Galen, roll a dexterity. Or no, sorry, you're going to roll strength to see if you can hold on.
It doesn't move out of melee, does it?
No, because it's gargantuan.
Dang it.
Is it athletics or just strength?
It's athletics. Because athletics you roll with advantage, right?
I roll both with advantage,
okay.
But athletics is a proficiency. 25.
Yeah, you're able to hold on. All right.
So, Galen, it is now your turn.
I am going to lock my ankles around the legs so I can get a good two-handed swing. And I'm going to recklessly... Or wait, no, I have flanking with Brelin. So I'm going to take two swings at the knee right in front of me.
Okay.
No, first one misses with a 10.
Yep, miss.
No, sorry, 13. Second.
That was interesting.
You can reroll that.
So it was a 17 plus 8 for the second one.
That hits.
And 16 damage.
Okay. All right. So is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that's okay. It.
So... Catherine, before you go,
mm-hmm.
As you actually hear his strikes hit, and Galen, you notice this, that the shadowy essence that is around the rock, it's like the shadow goes away. I want both of you on the ground plus Lyra to roll perception for me. The rock is still there. It's still attacking.
Cathra rolled a 12.
Okay.
Lyra rolled a 14.
Okay.
23.
Okay. So you two miss it. Dindal. You see behind them.
Those two?
Yeah, behind those two. You see... it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 6. So you see 6. It looks like shadows.
Uh-oh.
Hit the deck and like disappear into the shadows that the rigging is casting and that Cathra is casting, because she has formed extra shadows with her light.
You've doomed us all. Oh my gosh, this is terrifying.
So are those new creatures?
Yep.
Then they need to roll.
They do need to roll. Is it con save or wisdom?
It is a con. Let me double check. Yeah, it's a con save.
Okay. I'm just going to roll once for all of them.
Okay.
Oh, Meg called it. They all crit down.
Okay, so they are all blinded. And there's no save.
Okay.
As long as I stay concentrating, they're blinded.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it makes sense. It's light and they're shadows, so. Yeah.
So, it is your turn.
All right. Is this rock within 100 feet of me yet?
Yes, it absolutely
okay,
is.
Okay, good. Because I'm tired of it, and I'm going to look up at it and reach my hand out like I do and pull lightning down on it. And cast Narstal's Fire.
Love it.
That is a dex save.
It is terrible dex. I'm gonna document this. It was a crit one.
Oh.
It was a natural
again?
One.
Again?
Yep.
Two in a row.
Solid. Oh, so, that is a terrible roll. Okay. Oh.
So, because I rolled poorly, do your damage plus half.
Okay. So I rolled 20 points of damage, fire damage, so 30.
Okay.
Now, point of order, does Galen take that too?
Yes.
Galen, you
was
need
it a dex save?
Yes.
Yes, a dex save. So roll it out, roll it.
Can I see it?
Brelin wouldn't.
Technically no, because it's above you.
Yeah, it's okay. Lightning coming down.
You're being hidden. You are hidden from the lightning.
Brelin far enough away to not have to.
Yeah, because it comes straight down.
Okay.
Dex save is 10.
Okay, so 20.
No, 10.
Yes.
Alright, so you take 10 points of lightning damage. Cathra, is there anything else you want to do on your turn?
No, I am gonna. That's all. That's all I got.
Alright. It is Lyra's turn.
All right, Lyra is, how far up is this?
It's 100 feet.
So it is just at 100.
90. Kay. Yeah, because it's had to come down to grab the mast.
Again, she is, she's just gonna cast a magic missile again.
Okay.
Now, I can use, Danny, I can use that inspiration on this, too.
Anything magic, healing, or damage.
All right.
No, you can't. She can't.
No, you gave it to Lyra.
You did first. First round, you gave it to Lyra. Second round, you gave it to...
Oh.
Yeah.
So. Gotcha.
Yeah, which is fine. So that's 15 points of damage.
Okay.
A force damage.
I love that. Is that the end of Lyra's turn?
Yes. She's just sticking right there.
Okay. So, Bracken, before your turn, you see a very similar dimension door open next to you. Egan steps out.
Oh, thank God.
Onto the thing.
I was real scared about who that was going to be.
And you can see he is, he has a pretty clear burn on the right side of his face from the lightning strike that he just took.
Oh, well.
Oops.
He goes, ow.
You've looked better.
I would push you, but we may die.
I for sure would.
And it is your turn.
Ah, okay. So,
but Egan is standing next to you.
Yeah, I had several thoughts. All of them are dumb. I mean, there's not. I can't do much. Well, theoretically, how far am I from this thing right now? From where I'm at, like 60 feet. Down.
See. You are 40. I'm gonna say you're 40 feet.
Solid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it is. It's above you.
That's fine.
30 feet.
But it's within 80.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm gonna pull crossbow because I have it like strapped.
Okay.
And I'm gonna shoot at this thing.
Okay.
Do I have advantage at all because of those two yahoos?
Yep.
So. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay, I'll take that 18. 18 plus stuff.
All right.
So what is. Do I have? I don't think so. No, because plus things. 11 points piercing.
All right.
Does that include your sneak attack?
Not for sure. But like, just in case it doesn't, 11 points.
Okay.
For sneak attack. Yeah.
Okay. So. How would you like to kill the creature?
Yay!
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay. I am holding on to the mast with one hand, and I just kind of pull this thing, the crossbow out, and I'm gonna aim. I don't think I can see its eye, but I'm gonna try and get like through its wing and into its head.
Okay. Yeah. So you actually wing it.
Yeah.
And it pierces the back of the skull.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it lets out this unnatural cry. As it's... So it's holding on with its talons to the mast. It lets go and begins to fall.
Oh,
so...
Oh, no.
Dindal,
oh, God.
You are...
No.
You are directly beneath the rock. You're gonna take some damage.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So
can I let
between
him
a rock and a hard place?
Can...
that's the episode title.
Can I let him use my uncanny dodge? Can he just like borrow it?
Yeah,
that's how
D&D works. Actually, I looked it up in the rules.
He's a bird. Dang it,
Jeremy Crawford, I'm calling you out.
Dang.
No, I'm not.
I'm mad.
Don't tell him. Sorry, Ben, I'll give you a minute. I need to get some damage dice.
Give him a second to kill you.
Yep.
I'm assuming I'm going to take this too because I'm holding on to the bottom of it.
So you're going to take the fall damage. He is going to take the rock damage. All right. So, Danny, or Dino, as the rock falls, you're going to take 81 points of damage.
No!
I'm out. Oh my
God. This thing is on top of you. Galen.
Yep.
You are going to take, so you fall 90 feet attached to the rock. So, 96.
Okay, do you want me to roll that?
Yeah,
or you...
I want you to roll it.
You're raging, right?
I am.
Oh, thank God.
So I'm going to allow you to roll.
So roll really, just let him look over that way, and just it's one.
34.
Okay.
Halved to 17, because right, so I'm raging.
17 points of fall damage.
Are we still in initiative order?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeez.
So. Sorry, because we
have those. Oh, okay.
So whose turn was it? It was you, Bracken.
Mm-hmm.
Brelin, what's he doing?
I mean, right now, he sees this thing fall. Does he see it crush Dindal?
He does.
Okay. It's fine, I have that. He's gonna use... Oh, what is it? I think it's 80 feet? To get... Can he...
So he has movement, action.
Yeah, dash. But I don't... How far up am I from right now?
I mean, would he have seen me, though?
Yeah.
He's on the other side of it, so I don't know if he would.
That's true.
I would argue he would see you.
Yeah, okay.
Because he had to fly around and you were standing there.
Okay.
He didn't move for two rounds.
Okay.
So.
How far am I?
So you're 115 feet. Or no, 90 feet.
90 feet. Okay.
Gonna be stupid.
Okay. He's gonna go his full movement, which is 80 feet.
Okay.
As a bird. And then as an action, he's gonna drop it. And he's gonna drop 10 feet.
Okay. He's gonna take 1d6.
That's fine.
He takes 3 points of fall damage.
Fine. And then with at Tracy, can I see Dindal?
Yes.
Okay.
Part of your arm, it's
perfect.
Shattered.
That's fine. I can see him. That's fine.
So when I will say when the rock fell, it pinned you against the mast.
Mm-hmm.
So like your torso is visible, but it is shattered.
He's
ow.
He's gonna cast Healing Word at fourth level.
Okay.
On Dindal.
Your face is broken.
Ow.
Yeah, like you're real messed up.
Ow.
You're real busted.
You had a gargantuan creature fall on you.
I mean, you're fine, probably.
We're basically gods.
Solid. That was really good. Okay.
Fourth level?
Yeah. 18 points of healing to you, Galen.
Okay, fine. I'll just stay dead. Don't worry.
Nope. Dindal. Dindal. Oh, that one.
It's all cool.
I made the name tags and I forgot. Dindal, you take 18 points of healing.
So you come back. You are in agony.
Ugh. I immediately scream.
I will say, below the legs,
mm-hmm.
or like everything that's still pinned, is not healed.
Cool. But you're conscious! Now you can.
I think this is worse.
Now you feel the pain. You're welcome.
Put me back under.
I'm gonna sleep.
I just read books!
Leave your tower, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
It'll be fun, they say. See the world.
It'll be a good time.
At this point, the crew begins to scramble. They don't see what you saw, kind of. Or no. Yeah, you saw it. Mm-hmm. They don't see what you saw. They don't see shadows. So they begin to just run about. Some try to come to you, but it is a huge creature. They're not able to lift the thing off of you. So you're just effectively pinned.
Yep.
The shark is dead. The shadows, you said they're at disadvantage, right?
They're blinded.
So they can't do anything.
They just have disadvantage, I think, on
attacks. Yeah. Disadvantage on attacks. Okay.
They kill each other. Oh, no.
Friendly fire's type of friends.
Yeah. Bummer. let me see here.
Yeah, so blinded, just so we all know, it can't see, automatically fails ability checks that require sight. Attack rolls have advantage against it.
Okay.
And then their attack rolls have disadvantage.
Okay. So I roll with disadvantage and I rolled two 12s.
Okay.
The AC of the crew is 12. So with 12 plus 4 to hit, all six of these shadows reach out and grab, and you turn around to see, and you actually see all of this happen.
Okay.
You see six shadows like just come out, and they grab unsuspecting crew members, and those crew members immediately die. They don't have a ton of hit points.
Okay.
So that is their turn. Dindal, it is your turn now.
So I saw the shadows come.
Mm-hmm.
Can I still see them, or are they?
So you saw where they went, and as you're conscious, you see them reach out.
Having seen that and not really knowing exactly what to do, I'm going to reach out and cast Dispel Magic on them.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to do anything, but.
Okay. So you cast Dispel Magic and nothing happens.
Oh, crap. That's. So.
All right.
And then I will just sit there in pain.
Crying's a free action.
Yeah.
At this point, it's two free actions. Creed plays in the background. My legs are broken. That's actually not Creed. I forget who does the parody. Shout out Creed. We loved you for a while. I was a 90s kid. Galen, your turn.
So, I would like to attempt to roll, because I'm assuming I'm kind of under, to roll the rock off.
All right.
So, like, just trying to get out from under it, basically. I'm assuming it's going to be an athletics.
Yeah. So, you're technically pinned by the rock, so you're trying to get out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
20, not natural.
Yeah. So, with that, you were able to get out from underneath the rock.
All right. Do I see Dindal pinned?
He is behind you at this point. So, you would have to turn around, but yes.
Okay, so I turn around, see Dindal's pinned, use my movement to get to him.
Use half your movement to stand.
Okay. Use the other half of my movement to get to him, and I would like to try to get him out from under.
Okay.
Just pull the rock up and the legs out.
So you've already used that action this turn to get yourself free. So you can do it next turn, or you can attempt it next turn.
Okay.
But, because freeing yourself is the action, and then the movement.
Okay.
So. Kath? Catherine, yes.
Okay, all of the crew that died, were those just crew members? Did I see officers? What?
These were just crew members.
Okay. And can I still see where those shadows
You are. Saw where they disappeared into.
Oh, gosh. Well, then, I'm going to run straight to Dindal then.
Okay. So, Galen is on the right side of Dindal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're coming up on the left.
Can I get there? Danny, can you help me?
Yeah, you've got enough movement to get there.
Okay.
And then I am going to cast using my dragon mark cure wounds.
Okay.
On Dindal. 14 points of healing. And then that's all I got.
Okay. So Dindal, you heal 14 hit points. And so I'll say for the mechanics of this, so she can heal you and stabilize you, but you're still busted up.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So it's gonna take some recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
I mean, I can. That was my special healing though.
Okay.
That was my dragon mark healing.
Okay. So.
So you're slightly less busted.
Yeah.
Usually we like I have to target one body.
Yeah.
Part.
So we'll say for this, just for the sake of it,
mm-hmm.
You target his critically broken bones, mm-hmm. like his skull and.
Yeah, I would definitely focus on the head first.
Yeah.
My brain.
Yeah.
Don't worry about my body, just our brain.
Put my head in a jar.
Yes, cryogenically freeze me. Bring me to Tomoke. Turn the pages of the books for me.
This is paradise. Why didn't we do this years ago? Lyra.
Okay, so Lyra, Lyra's gonna run to where she saw the shadows disappear.
Okay.
So I don't know where that is on the board, but
so it's on the railing where the ropes where the rigging comes down.
Okay, so she's gonna kind of stand there, and she pulls out her longsword, or it's out, and she's just gonna hold until she sees a shadow.
Okay, perfect. Bracken.
Did I, from up here, did we see the shadows at all?
Roll perception for me.
Yeah, okay.
13, I think. Yeah. No, 12. Oh, well.
Let me look it up. No, you did not see them.
Okay.
You saw crew members die.
We just saw them just start dying?
Yeah. But you missed
what it was. Yeah. We just saw the people drop dead.
Yep.
Seemingly for no reason.
Yep.
Kind of looked at Egan and say, is that normal?
Not that I'm aware. And he begins to climb down.
Awesome. As of right now, because I'm still robusted, I'm going to get my crossbow kind of in that area, and I'm going to hold it until I see something.
Okay. And go ahead and roll, at the end of your turn, roll a dexterity save for me.
Okay. A dex save?
Yep.
17.
Okay. Hold that. I'll come back to it. Brelin. He is right there with Catherine and Galen.
Yeah. He's going to...
How low did he get with hit points?
Right now, he is 16.
Okay. So, just for visual reference... Catherine, you look over at Brelin, and the side of his face is melted off.
Wow, disgusting.
With the acid that he took.
Gross. Oh, okay.
And it's like his clothing is dissolved kind of on the left side of his face.
Okay.
Or on the left side of his body, and like you see the bones and you see internal organs.
Ew.
Okay.
Gross.
He's falling apart.
Wow, you're disgusting.
I know.
It's just dust on the inside now.
It's just moths. Just moths.
So, in Hocus Pocus.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
Okay. So.
That's been my visual for Brelin this whole time.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a bad
reference. Yeah. Galen and Cather are both trying to pull Dindal out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm just healing.
Yeah. You're just healing, but Galen's.
I'm right there, so.
Yeah. Well, okay. Kimura, you don't have advantage on strength, do you, Galen?
I don't listen.
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay. Okay, he's going to cast Enhanced Ability on Kathra. You're going to have advantage on strength checks.
Okay.
And he's just going to say, get him out of there! He's real busted! The irony is not lost on me, the player.
Alright. The crew is still running around. You said a 17.
Mm-hmm.
So the shark at this point is about 15 feet above you. It shifts again. You're able to dodge.
Uh-huh.
And you drop down to the spar beneath you.
Uh-huh.
And you hear this loud as the mast cracks.
Oh, no.
And uh-huh. The mast begins to... You can feel it. You can feel the mast begin to lean backwards.
Okay. Cool. That's fun.
All right.
Yep. Yep.
So...
That's fun. Neat.
What is Lyra's AC?
20.
Okay. So, as she's standing there, longsword in hand,
mm-hmm.
Ready to attack. Was she holding an action?
Yeah, she was holding, yeah.
Okay.
To attack when a shadow popped up.
So, all six shadows pop out at once.
Right.
But they all miss.
Okay.
And so, she will get the chance to attack one of them.
Can I see it? Passive perception 16?
Yes.
It's a 25 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
That's 11 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
26 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
11 points.
Alright. Cool. So, Dynol, top of the round, it's you again.
Remember the audio of that Kevin Hart bit where he's like, I want to go home!
Yeah.
Like doing that, kind of. just like screaming. Like, so we can... I'm gonna get this thing off me. I'm gonna cast Levitate on it and get it off me.
Okay.
So it starts moving up 20 feet.
Okay. Were you two... Kathra and Galen. Were you two standing on the rock, or were you standing on the ship?
On the ship.
Been beside it on the ship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Brelin. He's standing on the ship. So, you guys levitate, and the weight lifts off of you.
How bad is it?
Oh, it's bad.
It's like
your legs are like Z's.
Yeah, it's not how they're supposed to look.
That's not right. Oh gosh.
Does it just keep floating away?
Little 20 feet every turn.
Toss it in the ocean.
And the boat's moving, so does that mean it's just...
I mean, I'm trying to move it to the side. I would have pushed it 20 feet that way.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're able to...
Are all the shadows over there?
Yeah, all the shadows are
over
there.
So can I throw it at the shadows? Or not really throw, but, like, push it at the shadows?
You know what? Yes. Yes, all you right, can. So roll a d20 or roll with advantage. I'm gonna let you, with Levitate, use the rock as a weapon.
All right, the higher one was... Am I adding anything to it? Or just a straight...
Add your spellcasting modifier.
Okay, so that would have been a 19.
Yeah, you're gonna hit all the shadows with it.
Okay.
What about Lyra, who's also right there in the middle of all the shadows?
She's going with them.
Yep, roll...
You want me to roll a dex on her, or...
Yeah, roll a dex to see if she avoids it.
Okay. 14.
She does not avoid it.
Okay. I'm
taking her out with it.
All right.
So, I'm gonna argue. So Danny, roll 8d8.
Nice. I don't think I have that many d8s.
Here you go. How many more do you need?
4. Make sure that one stays, because that was an 8. two eights, three eights.
Forty-five. Okay. So all the shadows pop. You see them like. Did you move the rock all the way overboard?
I mean, 20 feet. I don't know how far.
I
don't think it would have gone.
So it's like over the railing at this point. How did that affect Lyra?
Oh, I mean, she's a beast, so she's fine.
All right. So. Dying all this into your turn. Galen. Your turn.
Do I see anything around that I can attack?
No. You see the rock floating away.
And I saw the shadows pop?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna hold to hit anything that tries to hit either of the friends that I'm next to.
Okay. All right. Catherine?
Let's see. Bracken, you're still, like, up high, aren't you?
Yeah.
So I can't get to you yet. Brelin is melting.
Yep.
And Dindal is...
I look like a zigzag.
The wrong shape. So... I am going to do another Dragon Mark healing.
Okay. You want to focus on his legs this time?
Yes.
Alright.
18.
18, okay.
Points of healing.
So, Dindal, your legs get back to straight. It hurts a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be tender for a minute.
But, and it's at this point on your turn, Kathra, that Rufus hops up, and he will attempt to pick up Dindal. He says, and he looks at Brelin as well. He says, "I need you two in the medical bay now."
Oh, I mean, there's dead guys back there.
We will attend to them.
Okay,
we have to get them to safety first. And you, as you're moving him, or really helping the both of them move, you see his assistant go out, and his assistant is...
Yeah, this one is also Bracken.
I'm high up.
Yeah. Do we see how, like, almost dead you are?
I mean, they're not looking great.
Yeah, they're not actively looking at you.
Okay.
So,
if you trip, you're gonna die.
That'll be fine. Be great.
Lyra.
Lyra's just gonna keep watching right there, even though
yeah,
she just got smashed.
Yeah.
Wipe the blood off of her face, glare at the rock that just smashed her.
So Bracken.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
So those things go bye-bye. Well, I'm... Ouch. The mast is tipping, you said?
Mm-hmm.
If I try and get down while it's moving, will it be tricky? Probably.
No, you're not heavy enough to affect it.
Cool. So... Do I see anything else right now? I'm gonna look out the water. Like, I'm gonna see, do I see anything approaching? Do I see anything coming to kill us? Probably.
No.
No? Terrifying. Okay. Then I'm just gonna start climbing down.
Okay.
Carefully.
Alright. So, at the how much movement do you have?
I'm 30. I'm gonna use all of it.
Okay.
Action, bonus action.
So, at the bottom of the mast... again, there's still this pool of acid, so you'll have to jump over it, or you'll take acid damage.
I'm gonna try and jump over it.
Okay, so roll athletics or acrobatics. If you're jumping, I guess it is athletics.
Athletics, okay.
Yeet.
You don't invoke Loki.
I realized I said it, and then it made it a problem. 7, so 5.
So you do not clear the acid.
Nope.
You,
slip in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You do.
Start wriggling in it.
No, I do.
So
no,
remember,
I do.
You remember early on in Critical Role when Vax steps in the acid, steps in the lava? It's kind of like that. Give me a second. So you take 6 points of acid damage.
And I'm out. In the acid.
It's what I said about tripping and falling where it's going to kill you.
She called it.
I literally said that.
All right. So, with that, we are out of combat.
Well, I better go run over that way.
You just hear, boom.
Yep.
I will say, in the time that it takes Catherine to get over to you, you do take additional damage, so you're gonna fail.
Two.
So
okay, but I don't have to roll, right?
Nope, you don't have to roll. Okay.
I was hoping it was just for the fun of it.
You just auto fail 2 death saves.
Yeah.
I mean, I can make it there in one turn.
I think damage though is one.
Yeah, because
or
I
two,
damage and I'm unconscious already.
No, it's if you take. Melee damage. It just sitting in acid doesn't do it. Taking melee damage is one failed death save, because the acid damage is not a crit.
Okay.
So I don't have any death saves.
You take one failed death save.
But I'm not at 2. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I run over to you, pick you up out of the acid.
Gross.
as I'm picking them up, I cast. Another Dragon Mark healing as I'm pulling them out of the acid.
Okay. So you were able to heal their critical wounds.
12.
Man, that's better than nothing.
And your boots are ruined.
Aww.
So, and your leggings below the knees are ruined.
Gross.
Yep. So you're like wearing shorts now.
Is it mostly acid damage that is what's hurting you?
I have acid. I have a lot of bludgeoning.
Oh, you have a lot of bludgeoning?
I got real busted.
Okay.
It's mainly that.
Well, I need to get you... So, is the acid that is currently on them, is that continuing to do damage to them, or is it once I pulled them out?
Once you pull them out, they're out of danger.
Okay. So, I'm now dragging you by your collar, healing you.
Yeah. I'm just... I'm not even responding. I'm just like... dazed from the fact that I was unconscious.
And I just healed you. Haha.
They're not even, I don't think they're thinking about it. To be fair.
So. Alright.
Oh, and I guess if everything has... If everything looks good, then the light will drop and Catherine's eyes will go back to the normal color and all of that.
Okay. Yeah, so combat resolves. You all... have taken quite the hit. It takes about 15 minutes and the rear mast falls. So you are down to 2 masts now. It's broken about 25 feet up and it is just so the top 20 feet of the mast are dissolved. Acid. It's 85, so 40 feet of the mast is just laying back over. So the ballista is ruined because it fell on it. The ship wheel is actually detachable. They detached the ship wheel, so it is still intact, and they can. As the day goes on, it is explained to the various parties that the mast is going to be cut off and Ficone is going to attempt to she thinks it's going to take her about 6 days because she has to travel via portal to get enough wood to get a viable mast. So, you've been attacked by a rock. You are considered dead in the water. And with that, we're going to end this episode. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kirstead.